Well, I was real stuffed up last week, so you don't know what the levels are.
That's
you
true. We were both wearing masks. It's true. Andy, we're a stuff bug.
So I'm a little stuffy.
Ugh, itchy nose.
I mean, somebody's talking about it.
My cute little nose. Somebody's talking about it.
Your cute old button nose, like a little rabbit, Clark. Speaking of, have you got that costume I got you for Easter?
The real life,
the bunny
rabbit
girl
costume.
Yeah, with the fishnets and the leotard and the bunny ears. You're gonna wear that?
Yeah,
I got you that. You're gonna wear that?
Yeah, try it on.
All right.
It's a little loose, but I have a couple. Or it's a little tight, but I have a couple.
Okay.
Months.
Yeah, it's not gonna. It's not. It's one size fits most.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a little too thick for it. A little too thick.
No, that's part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Mm. And I almost got to run in my tights, and then I remember they were fishnets.
Yeah, they come that way.
Yeah. So
if you
got to
run in a fishnet stocking, you have a fishnet.
Yeah, really? Not a very good one.
Yeah, still like kind of cylindrical. Mm. You might get a tuna. You don't know.
A tuna. Mm.
Tuna these nets.
I don't think any guy wearing fishnets is chasing tuna.
Don't maybe a halibut. Am I right, fellas?
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. What's the other kind of fish?
Grouper.
Maybe grouper. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah. Cod.
Maybe cod.
Yeah. That's all the fish I know.
I think that's all of them. Fish ceviche.
And
we're back to our roots,
we're
baby.
Back to ceviche. I'm not going to high-five you.
High-five me for ceviche.
I'm not going to high-five
you. High-five me for ceviche. Welcome to the show.
Science. Magic. Horses. Truth. Banter.
We're on the verge of another pandemic. I'm not going to touch anyone.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just an excuse, really.
Have you? Yeah. No, I understand that and I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, have you considered spreading it around on purpose?
Oh, we already talked about that last week.
We already talked about it last week.
We thoroughly covered. Yeah, yeah. This week, I ate some black-eyed peas for lunch. Apparently, it's
on account of
New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that?
Yeah, New Year's tradition.
How do you know that?
Because my stepdad's from the South.
Really?
Mm.
Aww.
He does them pretty good.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he do the hog shanks or oxtail?
I think he does the hog shanks.
Okay. Yeah. Did you eat any for New Year's?
No, I didn't go over there because he got me sick for Christmas.
He did do that. That was his gift.
That was 100% his fault.
Did he get you a gift, or was that literally what the only thing he gave you was?
No, he got me. Well, he and my mom put all their names on all the presents.
Oh, okay.
Like, this one's for Bill. This one's for Mom. This one's from the dogs. Oh, how cheeky!
What'd the dogs get you?
Like Tupperware.
Oh, classic dog thing.
Yeah,
really.
It's practical.
Yeah. They're practical species.
They're a practical species. Not whimsical like your chinchillas.
Yeah, the chinchillas.
What did your chinchillas get you for Christmas? Probably some manic pixie dream girl bullshit.
Yeah, probably.
Like the rediscovering the joy of life or some crap?
Yeah, something like that. They taught me the importance of being earnest.
Did they get you that DVD for Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Is that a movie or a book or both?
I think it's the importance of being earnest. That's got to be a movie, right? That's got to be one of them.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Tom Hanks or something.
Yeah. Hmm. Robin Williams, is it an old movie? Back
probably.
When Tom Hanks was Robin Williams?
I wonder if those two liked each other.
Probably.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You think so? Tom Hanks is kind of a straight man, you know?
Yeah.
And Robin Williams is kind of a noise machine.
Yeah, they're a very odd couple, but they'd get along if they had to share an apartment.
Hmm. Like, I would say, like, if there was a scale of peak silly to peak straight man, it would be like...
Okay. I'm the peak straight man. Yeah. I got toxic views on women.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good, buddy.
Anyway, here's my political opinion.
We are a podcast, aren't we?
Aren't we all... Looking back to Two White Guys with a Podcast, Part 3. Somehow, the Emperor has returned.
Ah, my nose is so itchy. Itchy nose.
It's so drippy, though.
Is it drippy?
I can't tell, but I'm assuming that's what makes noses itchy.
Oh, no. Got that drip. Sorry. I regret that.
Do you regret? You should.
I do.
How do you feel about that now? We need to do a struggle session.
Edit it out. Please. Oh, God. So, I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, this is off the dome, as my friends say.
Improvisational.
Yeah.
Lyrical miracle.
Ice cream truck.
Oh.
In the winter.
Winter ice cream. Well, ice you got the ice truck. All around you. It cuts down production costs almost zero.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to run a generator to keep a freezer running. You just literally keep it just the temperature of freezing.
Yeah, and I know if mm-hmm. anyone else is like me,
mm-hmm.
I have to be maintained at an exact specific temperature.
Yes.
So when I go outside and I put the hot stuff on, sometimes I'm too hot.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There's a lot of people that are just too hot too often, and yet all they're offered is hot cocoa.
That just makes you more hot, idiot.
Right? So we have to go with, like, the drinking tea in the Middle East, you know? Like, it's a warm tea.
Or it's hot out and you drink hot.
It's hot out and you drink hot because your body burns less energy to get it to the correct temperature? Question mark? All I'm saying is ice cream truck in the winter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got shark. They'll shark you.
You'll shark me? Okay. Boy, that was easy.
Yeah. How much money you want? I got a bunch. Me, Mark Cuban.
Call you Mark Cuban?
Yeah, me, Mark Cuban from Shark Tank.
Hmm.
Can't you tell from my impeccable impression work?
It is what he sounds like.
Did I not take you to this moment? Did I not make it real?
Hmm. Mark Cuban. I use his pharmacy. Do you use his pharmacy?
I don't use his pharmacy. I probably should.
I don't know if you even use drugs, to be honest.
I probably should. I need them.
Yeah, probably.
Well, once I got that email saying, hey, you got to go see a doctor before we give you more of them, I was like, maybe I can go without.
Wait, are you raw-dogging life right now?
I mean, yeah, I shouldn't be. Well, I'm self-medicating. It's different.
Yeah, you're raw-dog. You don't, buddy, this world is not for raw-dogging. This world is not for, you must be medicated, my friend.
I'm not.
Therapy?
I need to find another therapist now that I have insurance again. You see how all this fits together in a delightful mesh?
Yeah, I do. Buddy. I didn't think we'd be having this talk right now on air, but buddy, you gotta...
Don't you intervene me. Don't you intervention me. You're only allowed to my strange addiction me.
You know, my goal for my therapist, I think I've told you this many times, is to
make them your friend and win therapy?
No. I want to make them cry.
Ah.
But not because of, like, pride or, like, even, like, a sad story. Like, I just want...
You just want to see someone cry.
Yeah. But for the right reasons.
Yeah, so you can learn how to better imitate it in your own chameleon life. Yeah, no, I get it.
I want them to cry because they told me something so revealing about themselves.
Oh, that you suddenly you're the therapist.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Oh, and then you can start charging them money.
I want the total inversion of power.
Judo throw them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like the whole time they think they're improving me. They think they're doing CBT on me.
Yeah.
But really,
our clients are teaching us.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching their eyes go back and forth.
Do a Goodwill Hunting. I think that's what that movie's
about. That's right. It is their fault. It's all your fault.
Oh, well, now you're just being like the inverse of a therapist.
Yes.
Wait. It is your fault.
No, that's what therapists do. All my therapists have told me.
It's your fault?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it is then.
I mean, can't be wrong. That's a lot of people.
They also say that you're fundamentally unlovable because that's my job, and I do that to nag you into submission.
I mean, I guess a core part of myself believed that. I guess I forgot who put it there.
Yeah, it was me.
Huh.
So I could get in. I could get at you.
What does therapy school tell you about people trying to turn you into a therapist? If someone wants to judo throw a therapist?
That you let them.
You let them?
Yeah. And then at the end you say, I knew you were doing that all along.
My therapist isn't doing that at all.
Did they go to therapy school?
They did.
Yeah.
They just...
Listen, as a proud alum of Greasy Bob's therapy basement, I think I know a thing or two about the process.
Was that nickname always his nickname?
It was on the sign. I don't know. It could be like one of those things you one of those people that give yourself a nickname, but but because you like put it on a sign, it sticks. Like anyone who's ever run a restaurant named after them.
Yeah. That'd be a lot of pressure.
Sticky Pete's Pancake House.
That'd be a lot.
He was just regular Pete.
He was just Pete. And then that syrup incident and the floors were sticky for
months. Which he didn't do till after he got the restaurant. So
right?
It's a chicken before the egg.
Bit of a misnomer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. You ever tried to clean up 5 gallons of maple syrup off the floor?
I've tried to clean up any amount of honey, and I'm still working on that.
God, tell me about it. I have spilled.
That stuff stays where it's put.
I have spilled 5 gallons of honey before.
Now that's what I call a fuck up.
I've seen a 55-gallon drum of honey get tipped.
Oh God!
Yeah, we got it
up.
That's
just that's like Chernobyl. That's just in the earth.
It was bad. It was
that's
real
what
bad.
The La Brea tar pits are. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like we squeegeed it out the door and then power washed to the best of our ability, but the bees were cleaning it up outside for weeks.
Yeah,
you know, it was a lot. It was a lot.
Life finds a way. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. So, word to the wise.
Honey, not even once.
Honey, not even once. You know, beekeepers lose fingers because they're moving barrels of honey.
And the finger gets stuck in the honey?
The finger, no.
If you know what I mean?
No. Why would that be? No.
Yeah.
Don't tell people that.
The honey
don't believe
takes its
own. It.
Yeah.
You can't stop spreading. You got to stop spreading the rumors about people.
About Clark's famous chompy honey.
Yeah, putting their fingers in the honey barrels.
Honey dentata.
We don't do that.
You should.
We might do that.
Yeah, you should. 100% if you don't, you should.
It's warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like apple pie that you fuck from that one movie.
I think if I had been born in a time where I had to like be out on the sea and there were barrels of water and like it was, you know, everything.
Oh, barrels of water even, you pervert.
No. I'm just saying if I had to live in times where it's like everything tasted like barrel. I just...
Maybe that's good, though, because you know how, like, all the microbrews are aged in wine barrel, aged in bourbon barrel?
Maybe.
Maybe like, it just makes everything taste oaky and refreshing. Maybe that's what we need to go back to, is everything tasting like barrel.
Maybe. Everything tastes.
It might be worth the scurvy. Barrel. You don't know. You don't know.
You know? Maybe. Even, like, rain barrels these days are all plastic.
They're all plastic, yeah. And that doesn't taste like barrel. It tastes like plastic.
Yeah, maybe what we're missing is a little bit of barrel.
And when's the last time you met a, what do they call people, coopers? Hoopers?
Hoopers.
Hoopers.
Yeah.
When's the last time you met a hooper that just made a good barrel?
It's been a while. I've met some
used
hollers.
To be that was, like, what most people did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hooping and hollering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making barrels and yelling about it. That's we need more skilled trades in this country.
Very vocal group.
I guess what I'm saying is let's both quit our jobs and just become barrel makers.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Then we can keep ice cream in the barrels.
Only in the winter to sell.
It in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't like age it through the summer, I don't think.
In the barrels?
Yeah.
No.
Because remember we tried that with wine and it's still over there.
Yeah.
We lost our courage on that cider real fast.
Yeah. There's 6-year-old cider sitting on a shelf beside behind.
Well,
me.
there's 2-year-old cider, 4-year-old botulin sitting right next to us.
True. The botulin has taken over. It was actually a co-host for a while there, wasn't it, when Dan was sick?
Yeah, that's what my friend Emrys is Cynthia Botulin when they came on a couple times.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Very progressive for a talk show. You know?
I thought you were going to say very progressive for a talk show for us to let botulin on. Now he's going to agree with you. Yes,
too.
I am very progressive and good. What else? What else is in the news? The quaddemic, like you said.
So, let's think here.
Uh-huh.
There's bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
Bird flu.
Right.
Past tense.
Oh, FLEW.
Yeah.
Mm.
Bird moo.
Which is a bird. When the bird turned into a cow because it was bit by a cow.
It's when all the cows got the bird flu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the
not
bird moo
it's not
incident.
A Island of Dr. Moreau thing.
I don't know what that is.
Remember the there was a book where they go to the island. The people are half animals.
I don't believe you've actually read that book.
Awesome. I haven't. I've only clerked it.
Oh. Anyway, okay. Bird flu. Bird flu.
Bird moo.
Bird moo. Bird.
Oh.
Bird.
Oh. It could be anything. What's it going to say?
Poo.
Oh, I don't like poo.
Bird poo is the vector.
It's
the
norovirus, yeah.
Yeah. So, all that being said, isn't it interesting that so many of those words that rhyme with each other have to do with each other?
What are you getting at?
So what I'm trying to do is sell some timeshares, okay?
Oh, okay. I was wondering if this wasn't like a...
Yeah, I'm going towards a timeshare
like a sovereign
here.
Citizen quantum grammar thing where you think you can like mind control me by using enough nouns.
Well, that is what I'm trying to do, but I'm trying to get you to do that The action I'm trying to get you to do is the timeshare.
With an apartment in Boca Raton I can go to once a year.
No, it's by a chicken farm.
Oh, okay. I can see why you're... Okay.
And our numbers are tanking.
Yeah, it's in the middle. It's an apartment in the middle of nowhere adjacent to two farms.
Mm-hmm.
The thinking was people work on those farms, but, yeah. You know, it's all automated now.
And they have kind of work quarters to live in.
Oh, there's housing on the...
Yeah. Yeah.
The sort of the farm. So it's just the middle of nowhere. It's an apartment 3 hours from a supermarket.
Yeah, and our numbers are down.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping if I get the right combination of rhyming words,
yeah,
something will kind of come to me, you know?
I mean, it's 99% advertising, right?
Bird, you.
Ah.
Yeah. Let's get you into
you,
a new...
You're the bird now, dog.
Into a new timeshare.
Okay.
Yeah. So... That's kind of what I'm working on.
Bird zoo? That's what Foster Farms is until, you know, they cut the heads off all their animals.
That's haunting.
Yeah, and yet we still buy the gross chicken because it's less than $5 a package.
Yeah, it's in my fridge right now.
Yeah.
I was going to make some enchiladas. Is that the word? Enchiladas. Bird
goo.
Goo. People don't like goo. I think there's something there. I think I'm going to save...
Yeah, yeah. You buy the timeshare. It comes with a chicken for your whole stay there. No questions asked.
It's hard because I'm trying to shift focus between all of my different businesses that I've made over the years. I have my finger in a lot of honey barrels, and I think...
Yeah, which canonically, nobody does that work.
Nobody does that. It's an outdated saying.
Yeah.
But I think this is one where maybe it's time to shine because you have people who are so vehemently in denial... amount of science.
Okay.
That this can be their chance to show that they are the true alphas.
Oh, they go there, they don't even get sick. They walk through the fire unscathed.
Yeah, they're like, own the libs by staying at this timeshare. I just got it.
By staying at the apartment covered in chicken shit.
I just got, that's it? That's it?
Yeah.
Own the libs by staying at my timeshare. Bird zoo.
I feel like you stumbled onto something dangerous because I think that is how timeshares are going to start advertising themselves.
It probably is how they have been for years, honestly.
Only alphas stay at this. It's just an apartment.
This would probably work a little better than my 1 week at Wuhan, which I tried in 2020.
Yeah, because you don't have a passport.
I don't. It made it very difficult at the airport.
Yeah.
And Wuhan's like, this isn't really a tourist destination right now. Everything's locked down. And I'm like, but it sounds so
but
good.
But I came up with a slogan.
I came up with the slogan. We must do something with it. And they weren't very
receptive. We don't really care. We're a city of like 12 million people.
Yeah.
We're the size of Dallas, so we don't need your...
Yeah.
We don't need a timeshare from clearly an American charlatan.
Yeah. So 1 week in Wuhan was a bust, but I think own the libs, stay at the bird zoo or something like that. I think we're there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for talking through this with me.
I'm in. It's me, Mark. I was Mark Cuban the whole time. So impeccable is my impression work.
I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a billionaire.
Going to be a krillionaire.
Oh, boy.
And we're back to fish.
We're back to fish. Krill ceviche.
Krill is a kind of fish. You going to high-five me over the krill ceviche?
No.
You need so many krill.
Krill's not a fish, is it?
Any alive in water is fish.
It's a sea bug.
Clam is fish. Bug is fish.
Bug is fish.
Bug is fish if it's in
bug
water.
Bug is fish.
You flush a cockroach, it's a fish.
You know, I agree.
Finally, you see a reason.
I do. I see reason. I see
France. I see Clark's underpants. Checkmate, atheist.
Oh no! Do you really see my underwear?
Yeah, all the time. Whenever. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Do I need a belt?
I mean, not on you. I see your underwear.
Oh, like on the floor of the bathroom.
On the floor of the bathroom. Whenever I close my eyes.
What?
Yeah. What?
Why do you see my bathroom floor whenever you close your eyes?
Well. They say whenever you think of home, it's you go there.
Home is where the Hanes are. I should sell that to them.
You could put that. Yeah, you could sell that.
I'm gonna be so rich, Austin.
Oh
Austin,
man,
Austin, I'm gonna be so rich.
You're just gonna do slow. Well,
yes, I'm
doing slogans
just do
is like 90% of what graphic design is. So you are in your element.
Yeah, I've done nothing but slogans.
Yeah,
I get paid
for it.
Yeah, I literally put out a ho-ho wholesale email. Talking about our wholesale savings options.
Did that make you a millionaire?
Made me $4,000. Well, made my company $4,000.
Yeah, and I'm sure like you saw an equitable share of that because we're not living under a capitalist hellscape.
Of course. I was equally compensated for being the sole reason we made that. Not the sole reason, but, you know, wouldn't have happened without me. You
know? So low.
What are some other... Okay. How else can we capitalize on owning the libs? Because there's already hat sales. Been there, done that.
Right.
There's already masks with holes in them on purpose saying, like, shove off.
Yeah. You seen those masks with the LED so you look like you got a little kitty face when you're wearing your mask?
I do love that. I just think that I didn't capitalize enough on the dumber portion of our world. Everybody's ripping them
off.
You
need to farm the stupid. I think that's
farm the stupid. Everyone else is, and why not? You know? I think at a certain point you're doing them a favor by making it so they can't give money to other causes.
Yeah, yeah. And when they get poor enough, we'll hook them up into those battery things from the Matrix, and then we'll turn them into energy.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll probably be disappointed in that way too. You know.
Don't worry, they'll be plugged up. They'll be plugged up into like Facebook or something.
Yeah.
Zuck's on it. He'll figure something out.
My cynicism. I really thought I would come to this episode with less abrasion. You know.
Why? Well, what gave you that indication after last week that you got all the cynicism out?
That's true. It's still there. I just think, you know, there's a sucker born every minute, and
there's a Zuckerberg every minute.
And I think that a bed and breakfast that sells. Okay, yes, here we are. We're working on it. So my property is exactly between a dairy farm.
And a chicken coop.
Yes. Okay, we serve raw milk.
Oh, there it is.
Raw milk.
Yeah.
Dirty eggs.
Yeah.
Questionable bacon that's just stored in like an ice box, not a refrigerator. You know what I mean?
Ooh, good stuff.
But like, that's the whole shtick. Like
alpha foods.
Alpha foods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all in the marketing. Warrior Chow Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Warrior Chow Weekend, is that anything?
Warrior Chow Weekend? It's about to be.
Okay.
It's about to be.
Okay.
Also, what's a timeshare?
It's a house, but instead of one people own it, 20 people own it.
Okay.
And they don't really own it all the way, so they're the people that you're just kind of paying somebody that does own it.
Okay. So you have to own... Someone has to own it.
Well, one person like really owns it, and then 20 people kind of own it.
Okay, I think I need to do some paperwork.
Because
I've just kind of been sending people to a house that I found.
Oh, okay.
On Google Earth.
So the ownership part is actually the we're still in the workshopping stages.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the email got turned off that I registered to like send people there. So as far as I know,
they're still getting sent there. Yeah.
Everything's going great.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still running the ads, sending people.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
The money's still coming through.
For you to pay for the ads or for sending people to Warrior Chow Weekend?
I don't know. It's all anonymous.
Fucking crypto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm supposed to own the house.
You get eight Fash coin, Fash fish.
I thought
you eat Fash fish for every people you send over there.
Fash fists.
Fash fish.
Hmm.
Fash fish.
That's tricky. Okay, so what?
Their mascot is a.
I need a better lawyer.
Is a trout wearing Hugo Boss.
That's so weird. That's so weird. Big mouth bass. Big mouth Billy Bass.
Again, the prompt is Nazi and fish.
Well, fish.
Can you combine Nazi and fish?
Fash fist was pretty good.
And also cryptocurrency.
Yes.
For style points,
you already said Nazi, buddy. I repeat myself. Yeah. I've been on a lot of crypto forums, and
the Venn diagram is a circle.
Yeah, exactly. it's right up there with like Norse tattoos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like every now and then,
you don't just like the Thor Ragnarok movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, every now and then one of them slips through, but. For the most part, they don't. They just didn't know.
That one person is Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, it's true. I was really rude to someone with a Ragnarok tattoo once, or with a Mjolnir tattoo once.
Did it have like rune words on it, or was it the one from the comic books?
Oh, I perceived it as him stealing my girlfriend. So I don't know much about the tattoo. I just found a way to insult him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of incidental.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But he had a tattoo.
Oh, and you yearn for that life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But as we all know, the only tattoo you're permitted to get is a big blue arrow on the top of your head.
That's true. That's the only thing.
That's the only one your friends will let you get.
But not like the Shyamalan one, where he's like, ooh, let's make it like a cool artisanal tattoo with like a lot of, it's very intricate.
Was it intricate in the Shyamalan?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, if you zoom out, it just looks like an arrow. But if you zoom in, it's actually like a lot of little twisty filigree and stuff. Yeah, no. That's the cartoons, big block
big,
arrow.
Big block arrow.
Block arrow.
Yeah, it lights up when he goes Super Saiyan, but that's about it.
Still working on that. I think there's
going
smelly
Super Saiyan?
Well, the lighting up under the skin. That's why I haven't gotten the tattoo yet.
Yeah, get those subdermal LEDs that won't lead to horrific consequences in 10 years.
They say my heart's not strong enough to power them.
Oh. Yeah. Not even when you run on the hamster wheel we gotcha?
It's not about that. It's about the level of, like, it's the Grinch-style heart strength, you know?
Okay.
It's nothing to do with the physical fitness and everything.
Oh, you need to learn about Christmas is inside you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able, then you'll be able to power it.
Yeah, Christmas has been gone for a while.
Okay. What if we get some of that New Zealand moss that lights up in the dark and we just go sort of glue
put it
that
on there,
you
know? Sometimes we have to make sacrifices.
Sometimes we have to make sacrifices so that you can do an Avatar reference.
There's New Zealand glowing moss?
Yeah, bioluminescent stuff I got there.
I need
Did you even watch Rocket Power, the movie, when you were a kid?
No.
I don't know you. I don't know you now, and I don't want to know you. Hmm. Good night, everybody.
A Secret Weapon production.